Book of Joshua, the first chapter. I read verses 3-5. Supporting scripture coming from Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4, and Ephesians 1 and 13. Joshua, the first chapter, beginning at verse 3, that you've already heard in your hearing this morning. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Isaiah 26 and 3. The Bible reads, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Supporting scripture coming from Ephesians 1 and 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or subject, trusting in the promises of God. Amen. Trusting in the promises of God. I'm here this morning on business for the master, and somehow I must do and I must say what God told me to say. There's somebody in here that needs to hear a word from the Lord to encourage you to just keep on pressing forward. Forgetting those things that are behind you, realizing that if heaven is your goal, is to be a better person is your goal, then you got to learn how to continue to move forward. As we shared with you last week, that there's a devil in every crowd, and the devil don't want you to move forward, but you got to tell the devil, get thee behind me, Satan. And anybody know how to tell the devil you nothing but a lie? Hallelujah, Jesus. Every time the devil tell you you can't make it, you tell the devil you nothing but a lie. I'm already on my way. Every time the devil say you nobody, you say you're nothing but a lie. Because I was made from the dust of the ground and God breathed in my breath, in my nostrils the breath of life, and I am a living soul. You got to learn how to tell the devil where to get off at. It's all right to admit that you're weak, but you got to believe that when you're weak, God will make you strong. Know that there's something deep on the inside of you that will help you and make you begin to follow through. It's been said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But my question is, can we be obedient and do what God tells us to do? Do we really have faith in the working power of God? We got to believe in the power of God. We got to know that God is everything that he says that he is. And we say that we have faith in God. Then faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As believers, we are confident that things we hope for will come to pass. There's somebody in here that asked God for something that has not come to pass just yet. But that don't mean you got to give up hope. That does not mean that God is not going to come to your rescue. That does not mean that God has said no. Sometimes God just say wait. See, we got to learn how to wait on God. And we wait on God. We wait in that faith where we cannot see with the human eye what God is going to do for us. But we got to have a mind. We got to have a heart somewhere down on the inside to know that God is going to make a way out of no way. We got to be, as believers, we got to be confident to know that God can do anything he said that he would do. God will fulfill every promise that he has made. And we got to learn how to trust in him. trusting in the promises of God. Trust. A firm reliance on the integrity or the ability or character of a person or a thing. Reliance on something that is going to happen in the future. We got to know that when we trust that it's going to happen, we don't have any doubts in our mind. We are not hindered by the stumbling blocks or the walls that come before us. We got to know that even though there's a wall in the front of me, if God see fit, I'll walk through that wall. You got to have that kind of faith. You got to believe that God knows exactly what you're going to be confronted with. You might say, how can a man walk through a wall? Well, I'm not going to question God. Because if God tells me to go through the wall, he's going to make a way. That's most of our problem now. We want to know why and how. Some things are not your business. There's something that's just in the hand of God, and we need to leave it right there. You ask yourself, how did I get healed from whatever it is that God had blessed me from? It's the power of God. How many times have the doctor shook his head and said, I don't know what happened. I saw one thing, but now I don't see what I thought I saw. And you can't give them an answer, but you know that it wasn't nothing but the power of God. Anybody know that God's power is greater than man's power? God's power is greater than man's expectations? I serve a God that can go much higher than my mind can elevate. We think you're so small. You ain't got sense enough to get up in the morning and say thank you. Isaiah says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. You got to have something that you can trust. We fall out with one another. And you cannot depend on man. But I want to let you know you can depend on God. You can trust God. If God said, I'm not going to leave you, he's not going to leave you. How many of you know man that said, I'm not going nowhere, and before you close the door, he's already gone? Somebody said, I'll be with you always. I'm never going to leave you. And all of a sudden, something happened. Whole lot of us stood up before God and all of those witnesses and said, yeah, I love you till I die. And the woman's still walking around. I'm still walking around. And neither one of us are dead. But we stood right there before God and made that promise. Sometimes you got to be careful what you say you're going to do because you don't know what you're going to do. Anybody in here with me? It sounds good to the ear. But just give it a little time. Whole lot of folk, the honey dropped out of the moon before they even got through with the honeymoon. So who you gonna trust? That man or that woman that you looked right in their face, kissed them in the front of everybody and said, "You, what you gonna do?" And then now you're doing something else. Let me tell you, somebody that'll marry you that you cannot divorce. You can't get away from God. You can be a wretch undone and he love you anyhow. Isn't that something? As nasty as I am, God still loves me. Every time I told God I'm going to do a little bit better, and I keep on falling short. Anybody in here ever did that? Say, Lord, you fix it this time. I'm going to get it right the next time. How many of you got it right the next time? Lord, if you lift me up off of this bed of affliction, I'm going to do better. I'm coming to the house of God. I'm going to find me some work to do. You get up all on your feet. God give you your strength back. You go right back to the same old you. It don't take all of that. Why don't they hurry up? You in a hurry, go home. You're not shackled to the pew. You shackled to yourself.
You got to want to be in the house of God. You got to want your blessing. How in the world can I know what's going to bless you? I have no earthly idea, but I know somebody that'll fear me with the power and with the spirit and with the right word, that somebody in the house going to say, that was for me. That woman was for me. Did anybody ever find themselves in the word of God? Isaiah said, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Need no energy drink. All you need is Jesus. Folk talking about, I can't drink coffee. Keep me up all night. I don't know what's wrong with you. You just a night hawk. We always got to find something to blame why we do what we do, why we are where we are. Let me come and tell you something this morning. Your blaming somebody else days are over. Your pointing the finger days are over. It's you standing in the need of prayer. It's you. They got to learn how to open up your mouth and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And believe in your heart that Jesus died for your shortcoming. Don't worry about your neighbor. Cut out that vision out of the corner of your eye. Look down at yourself. Say, it's me that needs a blessing. It's me that needs replenishing. Oh, God, if I can just get you to work on me, look what I can do. Oh, God. Will we trust God to do what we know we cannot do? There's some folk think they can do anything. But the Bible says with men, some things are impossible. But with God, all things. Now, do we know the right definition of all? Be careful what you say. If we say that all things are possible with God, then that means that whatever somebody lays on the table before you, even though you may not understand it, even though you may not be able to figure it out, the Bible says that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. No, understand. God has allowed some things to happen. Sicknesses, hardship, prosperity, and the such. But that does not mean that you are not in his favor. Sometimes, those that are going through the worst trials and tribulations are some of the main ones that are in the favor of God. Now get this. What happens is you got to go through something that will draw you closer to the throne. What is it that you got to go through? Sometimes it's sickness. Sometimes it's heartache. Sometimes you get strung out on things and you just get at your lowest point and you know that when I'm at the bottom, there's nowhere else to go but up. How am I going to get up? I got to look up first. And when I look up, I'm looking to the hills to know where my help come from. Oh, glory. I thank you, God. Why? Because I trust my God that watches over me through the day and through the night. I trust my God that when I can't do, God already know what I need to do. Oh! Woo! Lord, I wish my leg would act right this week. Now, David said, put your trust in the Lord, because God is a promise keeper. What is a promise? Assurance to do or not to do something. A promise gives you grounds for hope. Oh, Lord. and worked myself up and got tired. We trust the promises of God. First of all, he said, never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Another promise, I'll go with you all the way. Even to the end of the world. I'll go with you when you're sick. I'll go with you when you're broke. I'll go with you when you're motherless or fatherless. I'll go with you when you don't have a friend to depend on. God is able, and he will keep his promise. Now, when we talk about promises, in our text this morning, we are dealing with a man by the name of Joshua. Joshua was a young man serving diligently side by side with Moses. Joshua had come to a place in his life that he could not rely on Moses anymore. Sometimes you got to let your help go and learn how to stand on your own feet. You see, the Bible declares, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. No more Moses. Great leader. Did miraculous things right before your eyes, Joshua. Joshua, you have been obedient. You've been walking with Moses every step of the way. Joshua, I've been grooming you, and Moses has been grooming you, and I want to let you know that now your leader is dead. Therefore, arise. See that Jordan River? See all those folk that are going to be dependent on you to get on the other side? Moses is dead. Moses is not going to be able to carry them over the Jordan. That's going to be your responsibility, Joshua. Think at the place that Joshua is. He has watched Moses. And God has been with Moses. God being God, realizes that I can't throw Joshua out there all by himself without a word of encouragement. I gotta let Joshua know that I love him the same way that I love Moses. I'm gonna do for him the same thing that I did for Moses. But I gotta let him know. So the Bible says, go over Jordan with all of the people of the land. And I'm going to give you the land, even the children of Israel. He said, when you get there, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I'm going to give it to you. Just like I said, I was going to give it to Moses. Now, after you get over there, once you get across the river, that great river, the river Euphrates, all of the land of the Hittites, all the way down to the great sea, going down to the sun, shall be your coast. Now, on that side of Jordan, when you get there, even though there are many enemies over there, I'm going to be with you. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. In other words, Joshua, I'm going to make you victorious. I'm going to make you a warrior. I'm going to put you in a position where any man that come up against you, I'm going to take him down. Here is the assurance. As I was with Moses, So I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor will I forsake thee. So now, here is a man of God that all of a sudden has to take on leadership. Taking on this leadership, he realizes that I can't make this journey all by myself. But we find that he got reassurance that I'm going to give you a promise, Joshua, that I'll go with you all the way. I'll make sure that everything you touch, I'm going to make sure that it happens on your behalf. Joshua, you're in my favor, and all you got to do is just trust in my promise. I promise you, Joshua, you're going to take over the land. I promise you, Joshua, that when you get there, everything that you want to do is going to happen just like I told you. I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to leave you. I'll always be right there. But now, if you read the book of Joshua, if you read your Sunday school lesson, then from the first chapter and you jump over to the 11th chapter, the 23rd verse gives us this. So Joshua took the whole land according to all the land had said unto Moses. The Lord had said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. And the land rested from war. Look at God walking with Joshua. Look at God showing Joshua that he can be victorious. All we got to do, and now all I come to tell you, that just like Joshua, we got to learn how to trust in the power of God. Just like Joshua, we got to learn how to trust in the promises of God. We got to know that God is going to always be right there by our side. We got to find out that when we need to do something for the Lord, if we trust the power of God, God will come to your rescue. For Paul said to the Ephesians, blessed be the Lord, the Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who has blessed us with all kinds of spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we found to be without spot or blemish, having predestined us to be the adoption of the children of God, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. I stopped by to tell Files Chapel this morning that it's because of the blood of the Lamb. It's because of the blood of Jesus. It's because of his redemptive power that we can say, I got hope in tomorrow. I got hope in what God can do for me. I know the Lord will make a way out of no way. In him I have put my trust. After you heard the word of truth, after you become a believer in the power of God, then you know that the Lord will work things out on your behalf. All you got to do is trust the power of God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. You got to trust God's promise. God promised never to leave you. God promised that he would never forsake you. And if you trust the power of God, you got to hold God to his promise. Anybody trusting God this morning? God's Holy Spirit right now. The Holy Spirit will seal that thing. If you want to know that you're on the Lord's side, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. I trust in the power of God. I trust in what God can do. I'm not worried about what man say or do. For I'm in the mighty hand of God. And as long as I'm in God's hand, the Bible says no man can pluck me out. So if you're in the hand of God, whatever you're going through, don't worry about it. Just learn how to say hallelujah anyhow. Learn how to praise God anyhow. You got to trust God with all that you got. Every now and then it looks like the going is going to get rough. But you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Sometimes it seems like nobody is on your side. But you got to know for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Even if I'm all by myself, I know that God will be right there by my side. I stop by to tell somebody that my trust is in God. We got a whole lot of things that we trust in. Somebody trusting in their pocketbook. Somebody trusting in their bank account. Somebody trusting in the doctor. But I want to invite you to Dr. Jesus. He has never lost a case. Dr. Jesus is in everybody's sick room. Come on in my sick room. Come on and see about me. Come on and let me know that I'm not in this thing all by myself. But when I got a pain in my body, all I got to do is call on the name of Jesus. And God will come to my rescue. Anybody know God this morning? God is a promise keeper. Lord, I promise I'm going to love you. Lord, I promise I'm going to serve you. Lord, I promise I'm going to let go and let God. Anybody want God down on the inside of your life? You got to say, come on in, Lord. Come on and see about me. Thank you, God, for another day's journey. Thank you, God, for being my lawyer. Thank you, God, for being my doctor. Thank you, God, when my mother died and left me, you were right there by my side. Thank you, God, for I got hope in thee. And as long as I got hope in God, everything's going to be all right. I thank God for his promise this morning. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Are we willing to go with Jesus? We got to have the mindset of Joshua. Even though I wasn't the leader, God has put me in that position. And because I'm now in that position, I'm going to trust the promise of God. You see, there's going to be somebody in the midst. Joshua, I wouldn't take on that job. Look at all the hell Moses been through. I wouldn't take on that job. Look at how they talks about Moses. Every time he try to do right, they find something to talk about. See, that's what we do. When we are not the ones in the footsteps, we don't know what they're going through. And we don't know what it takes to be who you are. Don't nobody know how much it takes for you just to even maintain a smile on your face, to have peace in your heart, to be able to show love when you feel like striking out. But something down on the inside says you can win if you choose love. Because love covers a multitude of sins. If they misuse you, abuse you, if they criticize you, put it behind you. Know where your strength comes from. And don't be so thin-skinned that every little thing gets you bent all out of shape. To where you think that don't nobody love you. Don't nobody want to be bothered with you. That's a trick of the devil. And you got to tell the devil you're a liar. God says this morning that he loves you. That's why Jesus died.